Chapter 15. I heard the drums coming down the street, and then the fifes, and the pipes, and then they came around the corner, all dancing, the street full of them. Myera saw him, and then I saw him. When they stopped the music for the crouch, he hunched down in the street with them all, and when they started it again, he jumped up and went dancing down the street with them. He was drunk, all right.
"You go down after him," said Myra. "He hates me."
So I went down and caught up with them, and grabbed him while he was crouched down waiting for the music to break loose and said, "Come on, Luis. For Christ's sake, you've got bulls this afternoon." He didn't listen to me. He was listening so hard for the music to start. I said, "Don't be a damn fool, Luis. Come on back to the hotel." Then the music started up again, and he jumped up and twisted away from me and started dancing. I grabbed his arm and he pulled loose and said,
"Oh, leave me alone. You're not my father."
I went back to the hotel, and Myra was on the balcony looking out to see if I'd be bringing him back. He went inside when he saw me and came downstairs disgusted. "Well," I said, "after all, he's just an ignorant Mexican savage."
"Yes,"
Myra said.
"And who will kill his bulls after he gets a cogida?"
"We, I suppose," I said.
"Yes, we," said Myra. "We kill the savages' bulls, and we kill the drunkards' bulls, and the riau-riau dancers' bulls. Yes, we kill them. We kill them, all right. Yes, yes, yes."